Welcome to the Ain't Up For The Streets podcast. You already know what it is. It's your boy, Ain't Up For The Streets. Yeah, you already know what it is. It's your boy, Ain't Up For The Streets. Welcome to another episode of the Ain't Up For The Streets. We got a great episode for you guys today. I really appreciate you guys tuning in one more time. You feel me? Like, shout out to everybody tuning in right now, wherever you are, like in the car, at work, whatever you doing, man. Shout out to you guys, man. I really appreciate it, man, because this shit ain't easy. I don't got time for this shit, but I'm making time to do this shit for you guys, so I really appreciate it. Yeah, so today we got a special guest in the house. You feel me? We got a special artist. He's been doing his thing in the city. He's been dropping like countless like hits in the city. Like a lot of eyes are on him. A lot of people have been watching. A lot of people have been talking about him. His name has been buzzing in the streets because this young nigga might be the next one to come out the city to make it real big in the music industry. Yo, welcome Astro KJ to the show. So Astro K, what's popping, man? What's really good? Yeah, what's really good? You good, bro? My G?
Good, I'm just here, bro.
You just here? How you doing, my guy?
Just been here, man, working on new music for the people, you know what I mean? Shooting videos and shit.
Okay, I feel you. But yeah, man, I had to try to get you on the show. I've been seeing you doing your thing, you feel me? You've been dropping countless hits because I've been seeing your Instagram and shit been growing like crazy. You've been like really trending in the city because one thing I realized in the city is a lot of people trying to make music, but not a lot of people are trending. Not a lot of people got their name buzzing or people checking out for it. And you one of the artists I feel like a lot of people are checking out for. How do you feel about that?
I mean, it feels good, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It feels really good because, yo, when I started this shit, I didn't even know people were going to, like, fuck with my music like that. So I appreciate the love. I see people coming to check out some of my music, coming to see my new releases. So, you know, it feels good. So I'm just trying to make that bigger. I'm trying to get more eyes and shit. I'm trying to make everybody tap in when I drop the music. Feel me?
Okay, that's dope. So how long you been making music for? And also, what got you into music?
I've been making music for about, 3 years now. Like, seriously. And what got me into music? I'd say, man, you know, I just always fucked with music. Like, I always just had, a thing for music, you know what I mean? So I just tried and fucked around in the booth one day. It sounded pretty good and shit, so I just continued, and I dropped my first song, and a lot of people were fucking with it, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I kept doing it, and I just seen the love get bigger and bigger and bigger, you know what I mean? So, just kept doing it, just decided to take this shit serious.
Okay, that's dope. What was your first song? Was it Ibiza?
No. I dropped the song on SoundCloud.
Oh, on SoundCloud? Shit, I never heard that. Yeah. It's still on SoundCloud?
Nah, I think I deleted it.
You took it off, huh?
No, that shit was ass, bro.
Don't kill me. I wish I heard that song. That was crazy.
It was buzzing in high school. I felt like a guy when I dropped that shit. my niggas were rapping that shit.
Yeah, don't crack me up. Don't tell me you dropped, because right now I'm on your SoundCloud right now. The only song I seen that you dropped 2 years ago was Ride For Me. That's not your first song, is it?
Nah, that's like my second song.
Oh, that's your second song. I gotta hear this. Why are you on this podcast? I gotta hear this. Let me play this real quick. Hold on, let me play this real quick. You don't like this one? I gotta hear it.
I don't even know how to rap like that sometimes. No, I'm still trying to find my sound.
Okay, let me hear this so I can kind of give the people the progress you made in your music.
You're gonna hear the difference.
All right, let me hear that real quick. All right. Let me hear this. Yo, this is Astro Kid, Ride For Me. That's his second song that he dropped on SoundCloud. Let's take this in. I gotta hear this, bro. I gotta show them. Hey. You gotta see the progress. She said she wanna trap, nigga. She said she wanna trap, nigga. She wanna account. Okay, this is a vibe. Baby girl, would you buy for me? Baby girl, would you slide for me? Baby girl, would you die for me? Roll up a blunt and get high with me. She said she wanna trap, nigga. She said she wanna trap, nigga. She wanna account to get bigger. When it's time, are you pulling that trigger? Baby girl, would you buy for me? Okay, okay, I ain't gonna play them the whole song, but I see the progress. You came far, my nigga. You came real far. You can tell a nigga just hop in the booth. That's my first time. Let me try a thing. You're like, you were trying a thing. She was a trap, nigga. I feel you. But yeah, it's a vibe, though. It's a vibe. I admit that. But yeah, I seen you've been dropping songs on your SoundCloud for a minute. Like, geez, it's crazy how, like, when you find an artist. Go ahead.
I drop a lot on it.
You drop a lot on SoundCloud?
No, I drop a lot on major platforms.
Okay.
Like Spotify, all major platforms where you drop, but, like, my target is usually Spotify, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get a lot of plays on Spotify, even Apple Music. But I drop on SoundCloud for, like, you know, people who can't get streaming services and all of that. You know what I mean? I have some niggas locked up, too.
Yeah.
On their iPhones. They might be using SoundCloud and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hear the music and shit. So I drop on SoundCloud, too.
Okay, I see.
For that, I don't think I'd be dropping on SoundCloud, but I want everybody to hear it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I wish SoundCloud would actually, like, turn the streaming thing up. A way where artists could actually get paid. You know what I mean? It's just like you can't get paid off SoundCloud. Do people get paid off SoundCloud or no?
People, you can monetize your SoundCloud now, but I never monetize my SoundCloud because, like, I don't really care about it.
Okay. All right, I see.
I don't have a good fan base on Spotify and Apple, not SoundCloud like that, but, you know, I'm working on it.
I know, cause you're getting a lot of streams on SoundCloud for some reason. Like your first song, Ride For Me, got like 15,000 plays. Like you were getting enough plays. Until
shout out to the SoundCloud family.
Yeah, cause SoundCloud at one point was the main platform where artists were getting discovered. You know what I mean? Especially like back into like Lil Uzi era. Like these guys were getting discovered off SoundCloud. You know what I mean?
Because my first and second song, I dropped it on SoundCloud. I didn't even drop it on, like, major platforms.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, streaming platforms kind of, like, took over.
It was booming them times.
Yeah, it was booming. It was booming. Yo, I used to drop a lot of mixtapes up there. Like, shit was getting a lot of plays. Because it was easy to go viral up there, too. You know, once you got a song, it's easy to gain traction. And a lot of people start checking for it, too. You know what I mean?
Remember people drop on SoundCloud, Spinnerella.
Spinnerella, Dot Piff, all these things. I still use these platforms. Even though people trying to ignore them, I still trying to drop mixtapes on there. Cause they still got people on there. Cause if you check their Instagram, they got like million followers on their Instagram and Twitter too. They're legendary. People trying to ignore these platforms when these platforms are still valid. They're still valuable. You know what I mean?
World stars like that's right now, they're still legendary, you know? They played a big part.
Of course, they still.
People used to scream, world star.
Yeah, they're still popping. People can never ignore them. One thing I realized when it comes to the music industry, even like music marketing, you can never ignore no platform because you just never know. You just never know where you're going to tick off. Right now, they got TikToks. You can't ignore TikToks. You can't ignore none of these. These platforms, yeah, Facebook
people
ads.
People are changing their lives off
TikToks. I know. People are changing their lives. And a friend even put me on Facebook groups. I didn't even know about Facebook groups. There's so many Facebook groups about hip hop, about different places where you could promote your music and things like that. There's so many different like tactics that you could use. You know what I mean? So nothing should be ignored. Right now, Audio Mac is popping as well. A lot of artists are getting discovered on there too. So even Twitter be motherfuckers be going viral on Twitter too. You feel me? So like nothing is off the table.
Nothing, man.
But yeah. So just to move on with the questions that I have for you, I noticed that you dropped Astro Kid. Ibiza about a year ago with Steno, RIP Steno. So how did that song go? It was like, how did you came up with the song and call the song Ibiza? When I first heard the song, I'm like, what the fuck is Ibiza? I had to Google that shit. I'm like, what the, is that a city? Is that a word?
It's a place.
I know it's a place. I'm like, where the hell is that place?
You shit up, you seen it? Live, right?
You said what?
Lavish,
huh? Yeah, it's a lavish place. What made you guys name that song Ibiza, though? Like, have you guys been there? You been there?
Nah, I never been there. I was supposed to go there, but I haven't been there yet. When I make Ibiza Part 2,
yeah,
I'm going to go over there, shoot the video.
Oh, so you made the song because it's some place you aspire to go to? Like, do you aspire to go to Ibiza? Or like,
the bar before that is like, taking that dash, and that girl need a visa.
Mm-hmm.
We could take a flight, take a trip to Ibiza. You know what I mean?
Oh, you kind of like, okay.
Like a foreign girl. I'm like, well, we could take a flight, go to Spain. You know what I mean?
Okay, I see.
So I just play with the bars a little bit. That's why I called it Ibiza too, because it's a lavish place. You know what I mean? It's a fun song. That song, turn up song. So I just like, you know, fuck it, I'm going to call it Ibiza.
Yeah, that song went stupid viral.
Yo, like, damn, like, fuck that shit. People tell me, like, you know, people consider that like a classic now.
Yo, it's definitely a Toronto classic. Yeah. I find, because even just the place itself, we call it a classic. You got like about a million streams on Spotify of that song. It's definitely a classic, you know.
About touch 2 million streams.
Jeez, that's definitely a Toronto classic, though.
Music, yeah, for sure. That shit went crazy, damn.
How did you feel about the song going viral like that? Did you expect the song to go viral?
Not at all, bro. Like, I dropped the song and I just woke up and snippet was booming. It was everywhere. Okay.
You seen everybody was reposting it and shit like that, right?
Yeah, I'm like, you guys are fucking
me. Yeah. That no cap, that song put you on the map, though. No cap. That song really put you on the map.
I was grinding, bro. I'm like, bro, if this song does not go viral, I'm done with this rap shit, bro.
Oh, man.
And God said, nah, man, you got you, bro.
Yeah, it went super viral though. It went super viral. God really blessed you on that one.
gave me a lot of opportunities.
Definitely.
Bullshit or whatever that came with it. Bare good moments that came with it too. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
The fact that I could see that a song I made is a classic in the city is already good enough for me. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
But I'm coming to make more classics.
That's sick. That's dope. That's dope. That's dope. That's good to hear. But like, once you dropped that song, where like labels were hitting you up, was a lot of people trying to sign you to record deals? Like, how did that go? Because once artists use
people trying to. Finish, continue.
No, I was saying, like, once artists usually go viral, it, like, labels and A&Rs usually flock to them, you know what I mean? So, like, that's why I wanted to ask you, like, do you have any deals on the table? How's that going?
Yeah, you know, niggas, people tried to sign me. Yeah, I got a lot of opportunity on the table, bro. A lot of big names in the industry hit me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They work with me and shit.
Okay.
There's a lot of opportunity on the table. Yeah, that song led to a lot of good shit. Like, I met a lot of people, made a lot of connections. You know what I mean?
That's dope.
Yeah, I had a lot of people trying to sign and shit. I had a lot of people trying to work with me, too.
Okay. So right now, it's just keeping your options open pretty much.
Yeah, like, I think at this point, they just see that, you know, they're just trying to see me drop, like, one more hit before they come attack until they offer the big back. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I see.
Everything they could do for me, doing for myself right now, until they could do something I can't do myself, then there's no point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear you. Definitely. Because, like you said, these we're living in this digital era. A lot of times, artists could do a lot of these things for themselves. The only thing I feel like a lot of artists are not able to do for themselves is kind of like paying for these big features and these big marketing budgets, you know, just trying to get yourself on the most billboards, the most blogs.
Issue.
Yeah, that's usually the issue. But like, yeah, once you find a partner that you partner with to do these things for you, it could definitely work. You know what I mean? Because the most important thing is to own your art, is to have the majority ownership of your art. You know what I mean? Because that way you'll be able to feed your family. So hopefully something like that comes along, you'll be able to kind of like capitalize off of it. You know what I mean? For sure. But before we go into the next questions, let me play the people a little bit of Ibiza, if they don't know, if that's the first time tuning in, finding about you, so they could see like the progress from the first song I played to this one. This one was a hit. It went crazy. It went crazy viral. I when it first came out as well, I had to repost it. I tell artists all the time, it's not even about you paying for promo. If your music is good, niggas gonna repost that shit for free anyways. It's just your shit gotta be dope.
Yeah.
Like, you don't gotta, it's like, but if your shit is trash, why am I gonna post that shit for free? Nah, bro, you gotta give me some bread.
Promote that shit. Everybody did the job for me.
That's what I'm saying. I tell people all the time, it's just like, your song gotta be good. This nigga came out with a song that's dope. If the vibe was dope, the energy was a vibe. When I seen that shit, I'm like, damn, let me post that shit on my page. Let me show my next niggas about this. Let me do like an email blast about this song. I posted on my blog, did a whole email blast about it and everything. It's just, your music gotta be good. Your music gotta be good. It's simple as that. It's just like, some people be like, oh, why I got pay for bro? Bro, it's cause your
make
shit's not
music,
make good music. That's the formula, bro. That's the formula. Make good music and motherfuckers gonna start fucking with you and they gonna do shit for free.
Music, be patient, bro.
Facts. Say less. Lie. Let me play this little snippet for them so they can kind of see the progression of in your music over time. You know what I mean? All right, say less. Yo, this is Astro Kid featuring Steno Ibiza. This song was super viral in the city. It's sitting at a million streams right now. Check this out.
Hey, yo, Nash, you go crazy.
I've been through trials, I've been through tribulations. You remember the man, it just takes patience. That mean niggas, they peeing like cadence. Went through times when my pocket look fake. Fuck around in the poop, man, I go super sane. This is my time, no, my nigga ain't playing. This is my time, no, my nigga ain't playing. Yeah. So I had to switch it up, nah. My season, keep it done. I said, my season, keep it done, nah. Smell like a bomb, smell like a switch. When bro, gin, juice, juice, and a Nina. Bad bitch, trickin' on lame, Mona Lisa. I can take a fake, take a trip to Ibiza. Spanish bitch working, but she need a visa. Shaking that ass, and that bitch is a skeezer. Look at my wrist, yeah, I call it time freezing, nah. I told my girlie that I'm on a mission. I'm just tryna ball like I'm Scottie Pippen. My nigga locked up in the vest doing 7. He shooting them shots, nigga, call him Ovechkin. Call him Ovechkin. Fucked on a girl and a best friend. Fuck around in the booth, 9 a.m. to 11. Drippin' to white.
Hey, you already know what it is. Make sure you guys check this out on Spotify, all streaming platforms, on YouTube. I'm not gonna play you guys the whole song, but go check it out if you wanna hear the whole song. Cause this song really took off in the city. I consider this song like you know how Smoke Dog came out with Trap House doing numbers. I put it up there with the Trap House. But you know what I mean? This song is definitely a classic. It's one of those songs. You know what I mean? Yeah, facts. But one thing we're not gonna forget though. We're not gonna forget the producer who made this beat. Cause this beat goes in. Like, this beat is a heart. Who made the beat?
Nashie, I got that beat from YouTube.
Jeez.
Guy named produced by Nashie. Yo, that guy is disgusting, man. No cap. Shout out to him. Because, you know what I mean? If I never heard that beat, I would have never made it.
That beat is hard.
I haven't met him yet.
Jeez, that beat is hard.
One day so we could cook up.
You definitely gotta cook up. One thing I always tell artists, like, go ahead.
You should make a hit again and again and again.
You definitely should, bro. The formula, I feel like the hack to the music industry is to have a producer, like a your own personal producer. You know what I mean? I feel like that's a major hack just to kind of like get in and start making hits.
Everything I work with is usually in-house. You know what I mean? I'm a producer. Like, I got my own producers.
Okay.
I work with my producer, Evergreen, Michael Foria from Montreal.
That's dope.
Shout out to Murder. Murder Beats, New Shane Shows Love.
Oh, so you got a beat from Murder Beats too?
Yeah, got a couple things in the works, you know what I mean?
Okay, that's a good look. That would be a good look.
I got beats from what's it called? A lot of niggas in the city, you know what I mean? Shout out to all my producers. But yeah, everything I do, usually in-house with these producers. I have my own producers.
That's dope. Yeah, like I was saying, having an in-house producer is a major hack in the music industry. As you can see, Drake came up having his own in-house producers. Shout out to 40 and Boy Wonder. These guys really like came up with the sound and create. You know what I mean? They create the sound that everybody else is following right now, you know? Because you could actually control the sound. By you coming in the game with your own in-house producers, you could create the sound that everybody else is going to fuck with. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Dope.
For sure. And you know, like Drake and Boy Wonder and 40, it's all like huge creatives, like they're just, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Their brain works different.
Facts.
They made a whole new type of music, that the whole new wave that nobody could hop on. That's why Drake has timeless music, because nobody is able to hop on his type of wave. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Their own sound.
It's true.
He has in-house producers. They're making that sound, just like you said.
It's true. You're definitely right. So, like, just to follow up on a question on what you said, do you find that when you go in the studio, do you try to make timeless music or are you trying to make a hit? Like, what do you go with when you're in the studio? How do you feel? Do you feel like, oh, shit, this is the music I want to make that people going to play in 10 years later, or like something that they're going to play in the club and it fades away after a while?
To be honest with you, like, when I go, I have my days, you feel me? Like, when I go in the studio, obviously, every artist wants to make a hit. You want something to hit right now.
Yeah.
You want something to go viral right now.
You yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay,
but
so,
like,
okay.
A hit's already, like, timeless music. Like, a hit is, like, something that, like, it's a hit for a reason. It went viral for a reason. It's something that's going to be trending for a long time. Just like Ibiza, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Timeless music. But when I made that shit, I went and sing, yo, I want to make a hit.
Okay. Okay, you know what I mean? I feel you. So you
but
pretty
it's
much...
timeless,
yeah.
No.
Facts. So you pretty much saying once it's a hit, it's pretty much timeless.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you're right.
So if it's a hit and it goes, then it's viral and everybody says it's a hit, then it's going to be timeless music. Like, look at Controller by Drake. People still listen to that. People still listen to I'm Still Fine.
Yeah.
People still listen to that. Why is timeless music?
Yeah, you're right.
When Drake was in the studio, he's like, yo, bro, like, I'm trying to make a hit right now.
Yeah, you're right.
Go viral.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
Definitely right. Do you find it hard to make a hit sometimes? Like, I was trying to ask artists, like, is it hard for you guys to make a hit?
Like, you can't go in with the mentality, like, fuck, I gotta make a hit today. You gotta go there with the open, like, you gotta just have fun with it, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we all started doing this shit because it was fun to us. We liked doing it.
Yeah.
You feel me? We did because of the passion for it. So, like, when I go, I'm just having fun.
Definitely. You're definitely right about that.
I'm just having fun. I'm just doing me. Like, and if it's a hit, it's a hit. And if that's not a hit, go make another one.
Yeah.
Like, get a hit.
Yeah, facts. You're right. You go in to have fun. If you're not having fun with it, it's going to show in your music.
Then what the fuck are you doing it for? What's the point of that?
Yeah, you're right. So what's your process of recording? Because a lot of artists, I listen to to Drink Champs podcast with Noriega. He be talking about back in the day when he used to make music. He used to pop perks and all this other shit. When he pop perks, it makes him feel more like, you know, he has more. Like, he's more creative like that and things like that. Do you find like you have to smoke a little bit of weed or something, drink some Henny before you get go in the studio to feel more creative? What's the process for you?
I'm like an everyday smoker, like even if I'm not in the studio, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like that's regular to me, but like.
I feel you.
I'll smoke some weed.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean, I don't do no drugs. So.
I feel you on that. But yeah, so.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Yeah, so just to go on with the questions, and I read your little bio about yourself that you're from Brampton and things like that. And I noticed that Brampton, Canada, for those of you who don't know what Brampton is, it's a city in Canada. I noticed that Brampton, it has like it's very multicultural, but it has a lot of Indian influence there as well. So you being like, what's your background? Are you like Caribbean descendants? Like, what's your background?
East African.
Okay, so when you at your home, what kind of music did your mom and your parents listen to? Like, how were you influenced to do hip hop? Is there like a hip hop in East Africa? Like, what do you guys listen to at home to make you feel like, oh man, this is, I want to do hip hop?
Like, I don't care, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, my mom, like, I have brothers and sisters, like, they just all have musical influence, I guess. Everybody would just play music around the house, you know what I mean? Like,
well, what was the first artist? What was the first hip hop artist you heard from your house? Like, to me, the first hip hop artist I heard for my house, for growing up, I was raised in Haiti. So the first hip hop artist I heard in Haiti, they had their own little Haitian rappers and things like that, but the first mainstream artist I heard was Fugees and Fugees, Wyclef, and Lauryn Hill, and I heard Tupac and Bow Wow. Those were my top. And DMX. Those were the people I heard when I was in Haiti, you know?
I heard in my house.
Yeah.
I heard Mary J. Blige.
Ah, bop, bop, bop. Yeah, Mary J. Blige was popping still.
I mean, I heard Bert Keisha
Cole. Yeah.
Bert 50.
Yeah, 50. Okay, okay. I see. Now I can see where your influence coming from.
Who else did I listen to growing up? I didn't bet people. My sister's big on Boys Too, man.
Okay.
Type niggas. They're R&B. I rap too, like Nas.
Okay. Now I kind of understand, because I always want to know how people got into this hip hop shit. Because like, if your parents wasn't listening to hip hop, where did you hear hip hop from? Which artist did you hear first? Make you want
to
do this shit?
They all listen to that shit.
Okay.
Channel
49
too. Shout out BT.
106 Park. Okay, say less. So you had some major influence in you that made you want to. Okay, yeah. Great. I kind of want to do this music. I like it. I vibe with it. You know what I mean? So I'm glad. Okay, so at least you had somewhat influence, because I could feel it in your music, you know what I mean? I see you trying to do the singing thing, the hip-hop thing, the rapping thing. What do you like most? Do you like rapping the most, or you kind of like doing the melodies and the singing more?
I do the melodies, because that's what people like.
Okay. Okay.
I'm really good at the melodies, but I can do both. That's the thing. I just do what I'm feeling. But I fuck with the melodies, I'd say, a bit more. But I could still spit bars. And, yeah. You know, I could do all types of shit. It doesn't matter.
So can you actually sing? You could actually sing, or it's more like a melody vibe type thing? Have you tried getting some vocal lessons, or nah, you're not really tapping into that?
I could hit the notes.
Huh? You could hit some notes?
I might drop an R&B capsule that people hear that.
Jeez, that would be a vibe.
My fingers are there, but we'll see.
That would be a vibe. And just to follow up on that, and that's what Tory Lanez said as well. He's like, yo, I hated asking people for hooks. I hated asking people to sing. You know what? I started singing my own shit. I started singing his own hooks. Yep. You know what I mean? Yep. That's how you say he started shout practicing singing. Lanez. Yeah, shout out to him for real.
Legend of this city, okay.
For sure, he's from Brampton too. So shout out to him. He put Brampton on the map. Like that's a fact. But do you find him as an influence?
Pardon me?
Do you find like Tory Lanez as an influence for your music?
Yeah, for sure, 100%.
Okay, so
I listen to a lot of Tory Lanez.
Okay, so what are some of your influences then?
Let's see, Tory Lanez. What else do I listen to a lot? I listen to a lot of UK artists too, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But Tory Lanez, Drizzy, or T-Pain.
Ooh, big one.
A lot of T-Pain, you know what I mean? And I listen to a lot of R&B too.
Facts.
I listen to a lot of R&B. But yeah, even who else did I listen to coming up? I'd say Gunna. These are all people that influence me musically, I'd say.
Yeah, dope. I could definitely see a lot of T-Pain and Tory Lanez in your music for sure. Definitely. I could see the big influence on that. That's a fact.
Sure.
But yeah, just moving forward with the questions and things like that. What I was about to say, before I lose my train of thought, yeah. I noticed that in the city, right? A lot of artists, they make a lot of music, a lot of dope gangster music. I like gangster shit. I like gangster music to me. You know what I mean? I just hate when this shit gets serious. For real. You know, because to me, I find music as like art. You know, it's like, you don't, like, just like these actors, they become like these shooters in movies and things like that. You don't expect the shit to be real in real life. You know what I mean? That's how I see art. That's how I see rap as well. I see it as like an art. It's a thing you take in. You read the lyrics. You listen to the lyrics. You could tell a story in your head. You know what I mean? You put the stories together in your mind. But besides that, one thing I noticed, a lot of artists are kind of like stick in the same subject matter. Do you ever feel like you need to make music about love, about like a woman in your life, or about like things like that, your family, your mom? Because one thing I noticed, like why Tupac, people respected Tupac a lot, because he touched a lot on a lot of topics, on a lot of culture shit that happening. A lot of he talked about his mom, he talked about love, he made music about women and things like that. Do you ever find that you're going to start making music about things like that, such as love, woman, and things like that, or touching on political shit such as Black Lives Matter and things like that? How do you feel about these topics?
Yeah, for sure. Like, honestly, on the Black Lives Matter shit, I wouldn't, like, touch it.
Yeah.
But I would support, I definitely, most definitely will support it in other ways. Like, I'll march with them, you know what I mean?
Okay, that's facts.
I'll protest with them. I'll go donate. I'll go start organizations, all of that type shit.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Okay, dope.
Because, like, I'm not going to lie, like, in this generation that we're in, like, a lot of people are sensitive, you feel me?
Facts, definitely. It's a sensitive generation.
Something in a certain way, and they just might take it the wrong way. I'm not trying to go to no fucking...
no backlash and things like that. I hear that.
No backlash, you know what I mean? But like women and shit, oh for sure.
Do you have any woman tracks coming?
I have a lot of shit. Yeah, for sure. I'm gonna drop a lot of my music 2021. Got a lot of songs coming, but I have a lot of street shit too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just speak about what I experience.
Okay.
Or what my peoples around me experience.
Okay.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Because that's why I take my time to draw music, because I need time to experience shit.
Yo, that's the same thing.
I don't want to lie.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I don't want to lie in my music.
Yep, you're right about that.
Because if you're going, you know, like you're going to start talking about the same thing every single day. I need to see shit. That's why I travel. so I go places so I can see shit, so I can talk about this shit, talk about my experience and shit. So I'm good to travel, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can talk about this shit. No experiences make you talk about shit. You know what I mean?
You're right about that.
I talk about my homies' experiences too. When they tell me a story, I talk about it in my music.
That's definitely dope.
It changed my pain, so I could talk about it.
Definitely, definitely. You're right. So I like that. And like you said, like certain topics you don't touch, and the woman topics as well, which is really dope. I find out a lot of artists ignore the female fan base. When the female fan base are like the most supportive fan base, they'll buy your music. They'll send you, they'll follow you around, they'll stalk you like a, you know, like, you know what I mean? The female fan base is the biggest fan base in the world. So a lot of artists never ignore their female fan base. They should definitely tap in. Or even make a song for the females and show them appreciation. You know what I mean? Because they really appreciate that. They really go hard for you more than niggas will. You know what I mean? And that's a fact. But yeah, just to follow on what you said, it's so true, because one artist said that as well. They were asking him, what come he doesn't drop album after album? But he was like, I can't. What am I going to do? Rap about? What am I going to talk about? The same thing I just dropped in the last album. I need to take time off to have some experience, to have some heartbreaks, to deal with shit. That way, I could put that in the next album. I can't just drop song after song. Those songs become microwavable. It's like a quick thing. Let me have some experience and come back and give you guys some good songs you guys could listen to. And I admire that. You know what I mean? Our artists that don't drop songs right away, take their time, have some experience, and give people a body of works. That's really dope to hear from you. You know what I mean? Especially as a new artist. That's really dope. And also, do you find that, like, in this era, do you find that dropping albums versus dropping singles, do you find it's better to drop singles in this era, since the streaming era, people just drop, listen to shit right away, they listen to stuff so quick and move on to the next thing? Like, what do you find works best for you, dropping singles or albums?
It just depends on your fan base, to be honest. Okay. Depends on your hype. In this era, it just depends on your hype, bro. Depends. Like, if you're booming, you're better off dropping an album, right?
Yeah, you're definitely right about that. You're right about that.
If you're not booming, you're better off dropping singles to work your way up to get that exposure to drop your album.
Definitely. Okay. So, as we all talked about, your major accomplishment was Ibiza, which did crazy numbers on YouTube, did like at least 900,000 views on YouTube. You got like a million streams. So what are some of the accomplishments that you're aiming for in the near future? Do you have anything that you're planning for, like that you want to go viral or take you far in life, or even whatever, not even far in life, like something you want to accomplish? What are your goals right now?
Yeah, I'm trying to drop that album. Mm-hmm. I'm praying that does really good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That would be a big accomplishment. Trying to hit a certain number. I don't want to touch public, but, you know, I'm trying to hit a certain number of streams. That would be an accomplishment. But, yeah, that's pretty much it, to be honest. I'm trying to put my mom in the house.
You got to get your mom a house?
My crib.
That's love. That's love. That's love. That's what I like to hear. You know what I mean? That's dope. That's dope.
So, bare shit, you know what I'm saying? But I also do have a lot of private accomplishments, you know what I'm saying? Private accomplishments. Mm-hmm. I just don't speak about it. I don't post it, you know what I mean? Because not everybody's happy to hear that.
Yo, trust me. Not everybody's...
I've been a lot since Ibiza, too. Like, with a lot of singles. Even Frozen. Frozen got like a mil. 1.5 on streaming.
Yo, definitely. I didn't even speak about Frozen. Frozen is really dope.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, you did that single LB Spiffy and 6 Buzz, right? How did that go? Did everything went well with that single? Because it's doing stupid numbers right now on Spotify, on the streaming platforms.
A little. I mean, me 6 Buzz, but like nothing too serious.
Mm-hmm.
Saw love.
That's
but,
it.
Yeah, 6 Buzz hit me up for single. I'm just like, fuck it, I'll do it. You know what I mean? And I did it. Linked up with LB. made the record. We shot a video the same day we made the record. And we dropped that bitch, you know what I mean?
I know, it's doing numbers. The videos is crazy as well. So shout out to Six Buzz, LB Spiffy, for that, for real.
My nigga LB, he's going crazy right now.
Yeah, you go crazy right now. So congratulations to him for signing the deal with, what is this, Sony or Warner? I'm not sure which one is it, but shout out to him. Shout out to him for real, because he's been doing his thing. He's been really grinding and doing his thing. That collaboration really...
He's most definitely one like one of the, you know, he's definitely a legend in this city, you know, and he's young too, like.
Yeah, he's like.
People have to remember when he was dropping. What's that song he dropped?
Leaving Me Alone, Wing. I forgot what it's called. Ring My Phone or some shit.
He dropped. Yeah, Ring My Phone and shit. Like, and he was dropping. Those songs, there wasn't a lot of Toronto rappers the way there is right now.
Yeah, I Love My Gang was going crazy too.
Yeah, not everybody wanted to be a rapper them times, you feel me?
Yeah.
He was the one booming them times. I just have to remember, like, when little kids were going to jams and shit, they would play LB Spiffy.
I know, LB Spiffy came out when niggas was dancers at jams at all ages. Niggas
it was LB Spiffy, Robin Banks,
Pressa, Smoke Dog was in the come up too.
Smoke Dog, you know what I'm saying?
Moji was in the come up.
Bugs, all of these guys. Booming in that era, man.
Yeah, shout out to all these young niggas, man. Yo, these young niggas really put on for the city for real. Especially the whole Wise Gang move. These niggas like really been grinding and doing their thing for real. Like, you know, I respect
shout out to everybody making music in the ends, all sides, you know what I'm saying? You gotta start appreciating these niggas. Alive, bro.
Yo, that's what I do. Why do you think I had to do a billboard just to show my appreciation to the music scene? Because a lot of things, one thing I realized, a lot of artists, it's just the city itself, they wait for labels and Spotify to show love to the scene. But like, nah, these young niggas been popping. Let's get these niggas the look they need. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I feel like that's missing with the city.
For sure. I'm trying to show love to all of you guys, because, you know, like, niggas from all sides show love to me. So, show love to all of you guys. Big people in the city, bro.
That's a good look. And that's one thing I feel like that's really missing in Toronto, for real. Just artists showing love to each other, you know what I mean? Just kind of, like, hating each other up and be like, yo, I see you doing your thing. Keep going. I got an open verse whenever you're ready. You know, let's work. You know what I mean? It just needs more collaboration and more support. And I feel like the city will really take over the whole rap game. No cap.
I feel like on that, for sure, like, I always say this, like, if Toronto were to work together, like, we'd have the best music scene in the world. But the thing is, like, streets, right? Streets are crazy. It's just there's been too much blood that spilled. There's already been too much issues that happened for people to, like, get together. But this is the thing, though. There could be a change. There's ways to slow this shit down. There's ways to slow the murder rates. Like, we have to take in 2020, we have 15, 16, 14-year-olds with guns, you know what I mean? Like, we don't have youth clubs and shit like before.
Nope.
You know what I mean? We don't have all of this shit like before. So they just jump into the streets because it's cool to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. Everybody just jump into the streets, lack opportunities.
That's why a lot of these guys like can't, because they already grew up in that environment where they were taught you can't like that guy. You feel me? You can't like that guy. Like, I get why people don't collab shit in the city, but yeah, we definitely do need to do more of that, more showing love to each other and shit like that. Like, I show love to our rappers.
That's dope. That's dope.
Fucker, you know what I mean?
That's dope. That's what makes you different. That's what makes you go far, because you don't pick side. You trying to show love to whoever's trying to work with you, whoever got good energy. And good energy is really, like, really, like, really matters when it comes to this industry. And I feel like a lot of things going to change. The murder rate's going to stop. It's going to slow down slowly. Go ahead.
People are scared of that. People are scared to, like, be like, yeah, I could, like, people are just scared to show. And so, you know, it's all, you don't have to be. I feel like a lot of these niggas feel like they have to be somewhere, or they have to be from somewhere, or they have to act a certain way or claim a certain side to, like, you know, get certified out here, or, like, pop out here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of these rappers, this is what they're doing.
It's true.
But you don't have to do all of that. If you're a real nigga and you're really out here, you know, people are gonna know you're really out here. You don't have to do all of that to show that you're really out here. You know what I mean? You're gonna know a real nigga if you see one.
Yeah, it's so true.
That's another issue we have around here. You know what I mean?
It's true.
Issues Toronto has, but we're fixing them one at a time, right?
Yeah, one at a time. And like you said, just to add on to that, it's really hard to kind of do collaborations as well, because I try to work with a lot of artists, put them in songs, and so many backstories. Like, nah, I can't work with this guy. He's messed with my ops. I'm like, bro, this is the business, bro. This is a business, man. This is music business. Bro. This is not the street business. Bro. You know what I mean?
Listen, man. I'm doing a song with whoever for a bag. I don't care.
Facts.
Say this on this podcast. I am making a song with whoever from wherever for a bag. I don't care.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. That's
money
real.
Comes first.
Yo,
comes first. This is business, bro.
Yo, as long as the artist that you're working with is not dissing nobody else in the song, you know, that's all that matters. Cause,
exactly.
Yeah, niggas need to just take their mind out the street sometimes and just focus on the business. Cause, yo, you're not gonna be in the street. Cause one thing I realize, a lot of niggas that used to be in the streets, it's either like if they get knocked, they go to jail, or whatever things happen to them. Like, man, I'm out the street. I'm done with the street shit. You know what I mean? Because really, truly, once you get to a certain age, that shit don't matter to you no more. Once you're 30, you got mortgage and shit like that to pay for. You got all these things you have to worry about. This shit don't matter to you. Because I used to do some wild shit. But like, yo, bullshit almost happened to me. I got the fuck out. I'm like, that's not me. Because I know where that shit gonna get me. You know what I mean? It's a lot of niggas never got that life-changing experience from the streets. You know what I mean? Once they get that life-changing experience from the streets, a lot of niggas gonna call it quick. It's just not, they get in the...
Sure.
It's, yo...
Not a lot of these niggas been through real shit.
Yo, trust me, it's a lot of shit.
Real experience. And it's like, even on that topic where you're saying, like, niggas go to jail and they want to quit the streets, it's like, you could be a rapper, but, like, you could be in a certain situation where you have to do certain things. Like, this it's crazy because there's two sides of it. Like, you know what I mean? Sometimes you're forced to do, like, take this in. Sometimes rap money doesn't come in. Now that nigga's forced to, like, sell drugs or something like that. You know what I mean? And he got himself caught up. But that's how he's paying rent at home type shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's forced to be in that situation. So I understand certain rapper situation. You feel me?
But one thing I spoke to one rapper I've been working with.
But again, there's another side to it, like, where my older friends would tell me, you know what I'm saying? My niggas that been in the streets and really, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They all been through real life experiences. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll be like, you can't rap and be in the streets. You can't do that.
Nah.
You can't be in the streets and rap. It doesn't mix.
It doesn't mix at all.
It's not like, oh, you just can't do it. No, you literally can't do it. Because now you're in the streets. All right, how are you going to do your show? Your ops are going to slide at your show. How are you going to, like, go and do this peacefully? You can't. You know what I'm saying?
You can't.
You can't be in the streets and do that. You go to jail, now you can't go to the States no more. All record labels are in the States.
Facts.
How are you going to rap, bro?
And a lot of these labels going to look at you. Facts.
Exactly. There's two sides to this shit. You know what I mean? It's just fuck, bro. You just got to find a way to beat the odds, man.
Definitely.
You know, whatever situation you're in, like Herb said, you just got to put yourself in the most uncomfortable. You got to make yourself uncomfortable to make your situation better. You got to do whatever you got to do to make your situation better, bro.
You're right. You're definitely right.
You got to beat the odds.
Definitely got to beat the odds. I was speaking to one of the artists I work with. He was telling me some wild shit he had to do to get some bread. And I had to show the little nigga. I'm like, bro, what do you need all this money for? Like, why you have to go through all this headache just to get this bread? Now they took the shit away from you and all that. A lot of niggas be in the streets. They only make 30 bands a year. Bro, that's a regular full-time job. You feel me? It's like, if you're in the streets and you're not making 100 bands... You're not making 100 bands or 200 bands a year. Bro, go get a job, my nigga. Go get a full-time job.
So, if you're in the streets and you're not, you're making 30 bands a year, brother, there's no point.
No point, bro. Niggas go in the streets. Niggas go in the streets. Niggas start trapping niggas because niggas want to get some bread. If you're not making 100 bands, don't waste your time, bro. I mean, you're risking your freedom for 30 bands.
2020, bro. So we have a lot of people that just want to fake this lifestyle. They just want to, like, yo, it's weird, man. People,
it's weird. It's a weird shit, bro.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they want to fake that lifestyle on Instagram, make it seem like they're making bread. Like, bro, like, it's not that serious.
It's literally a mental, like, illness, I swear.
Definitely a mental illness.
And you're faking a lifestyle, and there's niggas that really live this shit, you know what I mean? Like, there's a nigga like me, you know what I'm saying, that has to go through other ways to make money, or I'm around people that have to do other things to make money, have to see a nigga fake that lifestyle, you know what I mean? And like, it's weird. Because, like, the people who are doing it don't want to be in that situation. They don't want to do that.
That's right, yeah, it's true.
Because they're forced to do it.
It's true, it's true. That's why, like,
they're doing it so they can get out of that situation, to put themselves in a better situation.
Facts.
That's why they started doing that.
Facts.
I strip people off the plot, but anyway.
Yeah, a lot of niggas just be taking the wild chances, though. Because I tell the niggas, like, yo, if you about to do this situation, you about to do this, breaking and entering, whatever it may be, shit you about to get yourself into. If that shit, you're not getting no 100 bands, no 50 bands all one time or whatever it may be, some shit is just not worth it. Because there's so many ways for niggas to make money these days, especially Uber Eats. Niggas could just go fucking do food deliveries and things like that. It's like, a lot of niggas don't like to do these things. Niggas want fast, quick money. You know what I mean? You know, that's the only issue.
Personally,
yeah.
I can't go do a 9-to-5. You know what I mean? Like, this, I understand some people are like, yeah, I'm not going back to the 9-to-5 life. I need that fast money. You know what I mean?
Then you just gotta find the skills that you're good at. Like, right now, there's so many ways. There's YouTube. There's music. Because even if you're selling some type of dough, whatever shit you're doing, it's still kind of like a job when you think about it, because you still got to take precautions. You still got to do this. You still got to do a lot of planning. Things might not go right. You still got to look at the consequence that might happen. Shit, you might get knocked. You might go to jail for 20 plus years. It's a lot of shit. It's a lot of planning. It's still a job at the end of the day. As much niggas think street shit is not a 9-to-5, bro, it's still a job. You still got to have to do whatever you got to do to make some bread. If the bread you're not making, you making is not enough for your freedom, then there's no point. To me, when I was doing bullshit, my nigga, when I realized the risk I was taking, I'm like, shit, that shit ain't worth it, bro. Sometimes you just got to budget. You got to budget what you really have. If your rent is only $1,200, you paying car insurance, you just got to budget. All you really need is $1,500 for the month to make, to survive. Bam, then budget this shit and figure out how to make $1,500 for the month. You feel me? Because sometimes the niggas could really live off $1,500 a month. You know, it's just niggas are not budgeting their money. Niggas think they need three bands to live off. Nah, bro, you might need...
However you gotta live to survive, live like that, nigga. All I'm saying is nigga to get off their ass and try and beat the odds, bro.
Yo, definitely.
Can't be snapping around like that.
Yo, definitely. That's why I hope. I hope every nigga beat the odds. Definitely. You just gotta take the right chances. You feel me? The right risk. You feel me? That's what I tell niggas. Like I don't knock no nigga hustle. Do what you gotta do, my nigga. Live how you live. Get it how you live. You feel me?
Sure.
Definitely. But yeah, just to move on to the next questions and things like that. Like you say, you were doing a lot of, you don't mind doing a lot of collaborations and with anybody. Who would you like to, who would you most like to collaborate with? Just in the city or even in the States? Like who would be like your best, like somebody you want to collaborate with?
In the States, are they on a collab right now?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be Canada or anywhere. Just the States, UK. Like, who you have in mind that you want to do, like, you feel like you make a banger with?
Let me think. I think me and Young KH from Philly, we would make a banger together. I think me and Lil Durk would make a hit together too.
Jeez, you and Lil Durk, I could see that. I already heard that in my head.
Me and J.I. the Prince could make a hit too.
Okay, from New York, right?
Yeah, he's fire.
Oh yeah, he's fire. He's on the come up right now.
Yeah, he's going crazy in that shot.
Yo, he's going crazy. But one thing I noticed is like niggas be going crazy, and after that, you don't hear from them no more. Like, you know, it's like it's quiet.
Nah, he's still going crazy. He just dropped a new video, bro.
He dropped a new video? Ah, say less.
All of his videos are movies.
Say less. I'm going to have to take that in then. Facts. But yeah, since we're going to, like, I like to ask people, like, real questions. You feel me? Like, we're going to COVID right now and shit like that, this whole pandemic and things. Like, how do you feel about that? Because you can't really do shows right now, because I feel like you would be booking for shows right now, especially you had a hit single, Ibiza, Frozen. Your ass would be booking shows all over Canada right now. So what you been doing to trying to, like, stay busy or even interacting with your fans or even making some type of funds off your music? Like, what have you been doing?
Just to stay
productive, you know? Let's just stay productive, because nothing is open right now. So what have you been doing to stay productive?
I've just been working, recording a studio, working on my tape, job next year, showing videos.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still working, you know what I mean? I only dropped 4 songs this year, but all hits.
Okay.
$100K, down on YouTube, all major platforms too. Kung Fu, $100K, Solid was a big one, and Codeine Freestyle.
Okay,
but yeah,
Codeine Freestyle was your recent one.
Yeah. Oh, Moonrocks was a big one too. Moonrocks has a crazy video coming with it too. I shot a crazy video for it. It's dropping soon.
Okay.
But yeah, I just been recording. You know what I'm saying? Stay productive. I've been doing lives a lot, going on Instagram live, talking to my fans.
Okay. Sick.
You know, getting to know them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty much it. It's been regular shit, been grinding.
Okay, dope. Okay, I got a few more questions. I don't want to hold you on for too long. Next question I have for you, like, what would you be doing right now if it wasn't for your music career? Do you have, like, another, like, passion that you want to do? Like, you probably do, like, plumbing or some shit. What would you be doing right now if it wasn't for your music career?
What would I be doing? I probably... I don't want to say it.
You'd be a soccer player. You'd be a soccer player, ain't you? He probably plays soccer or some shit.
I don't know what I'd be. Nah, I don't think I'd be playing soccer. I don't know. What I'd be doing if I wouldn't be making music. I'd probably be doing some business shit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Getting to the money.
Yo,
getting to the money as usual. Some way, somehow.
It's the only way, bro.
I'd be making money.
That's the only way. Same here, man.
I don't have nothing specific that I do, but
yeah.
I know I'd be making money still somehow.
Okay, say less. Also, like, how do you feel about the internet has impacted the music industry? Do you feel that the internet kind of, like, changed the whole music industry. Because right now, there's like a big independent wave going on where artists want to be independent and owning their masters and against record labels, signing them and things like that. How do you feel about it? Do you want to stay independent, or if the right deal comes along, you sign for it? And how do you feel the internet has taken over the music industry?
The internet has definitely changed the industry, because everything's like you literally don't need a record label in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
You literally could own all your music in 2020 and still be famous.
Facts.
Literally. Because of the internet. Because of the social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Because of TikTok. Because of Instagram. Because of Twitter. Because of Snapchat, because of all these platforms where you could promote your music, you don't need a record label in 2020. Only thing record labels could probably do for you is maybe, like, you know what I mean? They're giving you a bag of shit. Like, yo, trust me, if you don't, but this is the thing though, if you don't have the money to promote your shit and invest into your shit, they're not gonna boom.
Facts.
That's why people go to record labels. So you got to find a way to get that money to promote your shit on these platforms. Because mm-hmm. It takes money to promote. Nothing's free.
Definitely.
Like, promote that shit. But if you invest in yourself and you promote on these platforms, then you won't need a record label. Because everything they could do for you, do it for yourselves.
Definitely.
Videographer, these crazy videos that record labels provide for you, you could do that. There's niggas shooting like that out here. Those you know, uploading on major platforms, we'd have DistroKid now. We have TuneCore. We have these things. We can upload it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Show me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't need... Like, don't get it twisted. Shout out to the record labels for sure. Like, you can still do really good business with them. It all depends what route you're trying to take. But if you're trying to take the indie route, then yeah, bro, you don't need a record label.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Okay, definitely. You're right about that. You're right about that, because, like you said,
you just need to go find you a plug, go find you someone that's already plugged in,
mm-hmm.
you know, get you a little bag of 5, 10, 20 bands from him, and invest that in yourself. Find you an investor, something, just, you know what I mean?
That's a fact. You're definitely right. You're definitely right about that. I like that answer. Like, you pretty much gave it. Yeah, that was a dope answer. Just another question I wanted to ask you before I forgot, right? It's been a major topic, especially in Toronto. It's just in hip hop in general. Just people seeing how the internet, the blogs fuel the beef between like hip hop artists and things like that. They usually say the blogs usually instigate the beef. The fans usually create a narrative out of nowhere and things like that, and start making rappers beef with each other. So what's your say on that when it comes to blogs promoting like the beef between artists, like we screen recording their lives, like taking screenshot their comments and things like that, their likes and stuff. How do you feel about that when it comes to blogs and rappers?
These blog pages are best, man. Like, I don't know. Like, the internet sparks like a lot of beef, and it definitely instigates a lot of beef, unnecessary beef, man. Like, you know what I mean? The internet plays a part. Internet, like, bro, the internet is the police. They're literally all rats, too, literally. Like, because the internet will snitch on you. The internet will, you know, investigate for you. The internet will do everything for you, bro. Like, fuck, man.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
If it's real beef, y'all niggas have real... I don't know, man. Niggas I know, when they had real beef, these niggas never took it to the editor. But I guess in 2020, we put beef on the internet.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's what you put out there. But that's what the internet's supposed to do. They're supposed to judge. They're supposed to do this shit. It's entertainment. That's why we have internet, right?
Yeah.
So...
For
y'all
sure.
You guys don't want that shit to happen. Y'all don't talk about your beefs on the net, bro.
For sure. You're right about that. Because a lot of these bloggers, a lot of these blog people don't give a shit. They'll post that shit.
Blogs are white people.
Facts.
White 16-year-olds that, you know, trying to fucking
They love that shit. You trust me. This is why a lot of them be hiding behind these pages, because they love that shit.
Not even that I'm being like racial or anything like that. It's just like, you know what I mean? This is real life. Like, look how many pages we found out, and look how and we see who's behind the page, and it's like,
what the fuck? It's so true. Like, it's so true. A lot of these young niggas, I'm like, yo, bro, some shit you don't post, bro. You don't come outside. Like, some shit you just don't entertain. I know it will get views and likes, but who cares, nigga? That's not your business.
That help out the artists too. Like, even if the blogs are posting that, like the sparking off the beef and shit, the blogs that literally are just made about beef. That is crazy, man.
That's crazy.
Your whole day is sitting behind
create negative shit.
And literally
that
researching beef. Like, what the fuck? You have nothing better to do. Like, shout out blogs like Keep Six Solid, shout out blogs like Six Buzz, shout out like, you know what I mean? Shout out blogs like Canada Hip Hop, Sick Look TV. Up next, all the, you know what I'm saying, guys that promote music.
That's a fact.
Niggas are making fucking stupid blogs to fucking promote beef. Use the same amount of followers to put a nigga on, put money in his pocket, blow him up. You know what I mean?
That's a fact. That's a fact. Yo, shout out to all the blogs that's been really trying to like put on artists and actually create avenues for them. You know what I mean?
For sure.
But yeah, so I'm about to start closing the podcast. I got about like 3 more questions for you. So what I wanted to ask you is, what is the best advice you've been given?
That's the best I've been given. Stay out the trenches.
Okay, say less. Also, if you could change anything about the industry, dope. That's a real message though. That's a real advice. You know what I mean? If you're not making money in these trenches, no point of staying in it. You know what I mean? Like, real shit. So if you could change anything about the industry, what would it be?
If
you could change anything about the music industry, what would it be?
Yeah, I'd remove all the fuck that niggas out the industry. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, there's a lot of these guys that are playing a biased game.
Mm-hmm.
We need people tapping into the kid who's been going to the studio every single day, grinding, hustling his ass off to tap into him, not the fucking nigga who's just acting crazy on the net. You know what I mean? Because, yo, labels will literally sign you off your hype.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Not off talent. Yeah, that's what's blowing up now. Bullshit. Not talent. Not niggas that can actually make good music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, that's the one thing you would like to change about the music industry, for people to stop being biased.
Yeah, this bare shit I changed the music industry. I'm going to speak on, like, for Toronto. Like, I'm not going to speak for the States or anything, because I'm not there. I don't know how it is over there. I know how it is over here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
But see, I just tell Toronto to stop being biased, bro. You got to blow up the right people. People literally blow up bullshit.
Yeah, I do notice that about Toronto. It's like, yo, how come these clowns are the ones getting blown up and all of, like, niggas promoting Chad Girl and shit. Like, what the fuck, Debbie and Chad Girl and all this other crap. I'm like, nigga, there's young niggas out here really trying to come up. How come these niggas not getting promoted out here? Like, I really hate the fact that promoting the bullshit, the clown shit.
Bullshit. Shout out Debbie though, that's gang them right there. You know what I mean? Without some own bullshit, man.
Yeah, it's true. Shout out to her for trying to do her thing. But like, I don't like the fact that people
and
are
Chair girls in Lil Baby's new video.
That's
putting on her though.
That's crazy though. At least she kinda took the avenue and ran with it, right? I'm not gonna knock her hustle. I'm not gonna knock her hustle, but I just hate the fact that.
Man.
Yeah, she ran with the sauce. But I hate the fact that a lot of people are using hip hop culture to get on. You know what I mean? But the people that's actually black and doing the hip hop shit, they're not getting on. You know, it's always like other race that use the hip hop that gets on. You know what I mean? That gets the notoriety and gets the promotion, get promoted in all these.
Like hip hop, remember music has no color. Hip hop has no color. Right? Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people. I see a lot of people feeding off our culture, for sure.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? I see a lot of people blowing off our culture and not paying no homage, no credit, no respect.
No respect.
See that?
Yeah, definitely. I see that a lot.
For sure. Hip-hop has no color. You know what I mean? Music has no color. Our races can make music, but a lot of people feed off the culture.
Definitely.
I know that for sure.
Definitely. 100%. Definitely. But yeah, man, I really appreciate you taking the time to chop it up with me on the podcast. You feel me? I got one last question that I wanted to ask you so we could close this podcast real quick. Like, what one message do you have that you want to give to your fans?
Hey, bro, I just want to appreciate all my fans. You know, I've got 1.7 million streams yearly this year. A big improvement. I think I got like 400k last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to shout out to all my fans. My fans, stay in school, guys. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're about trenches. Yeah, bro, new music on the way. Tape coming 2021. Where's your boy? Feel me? Y'all just tap into new music. I'm going to be back soon.
Alright, see you less. I really appreciate you tuning in. You know what I mean? I hope to hear some new music from you. Keep doing your thing. And you feel me? Shout out to everybody else for tuning in as well, for listening to Astral Kid. Make sure you guys follow him on all platforms. Astral Kid J on Instagram. Check him out on Spotify as well, on all streaming platforms. Go stream his music. Follow him. Show him some support. Repost his music. Thank you very much for tuning in one more time. You already know what it is. Holla at your boy. Ain't up for the streets.